Is Luke 1:39-47. I've never been a Van Halen fan, but who can hear his 1984 song Jump and not want to? More apropos in several ways is the Christian hymn How Great Our Joy, whose origins date as far back as the 16th century. You can't miss the expanding sense of joy in the refrain. How great our joy, 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 joy. Joy, joy, joy. In the Collect, appointed for the visitation since 1524, prays, grant us grace in all humility and meekness to receive your word with hearty faith and so rejoice in Jesus Christ. In the Gospel, it fairly exudes joy. We have the six-month-old baby John in utero leaped for joy at the greeting of the Virgin Mary, and Mary's spirit rejoiced in God my Savior. Yet, we're probably more moved to joy and rejoicing by the Christmas hymn or even the Van Halen song than we are the text. Music can make you want to jump, but if it's not supported by the words, when the music dies, so does the joy. So jump for joy. A baby is here. Now, people today are gender-selecting babies ahead of time, sometimes by manipulating genetics, sometimes by the brutality of abortion. Women, and only women, from 2001 generation to the present, have ever said to me that there is a bias for boys, which sometimes they said they even had. Frankly, I've seldom heard men say that. A baby here, a boy or girl, that's the reason to jump for joy. Another thing that World War I and II women would say is a boy or girl, as long as it's healthy. Sorry, jump for joy, healthy or not. If you've had a miscarriage and someone tried to comfort you by saying it probably had severe birth defects, that didn't work, did it? Healthy or not, I wanted that baby, who's been on the scene in the family since conception. I don't know how my seminary professor concluded this, but he said that Jesus is no more than 7 days old in the womb when all of this jumping for joy for a baby happens. A baby is here from conception on, and Jesus isn't the only baby to bring explosive change. One of the reasons you jump when a baby is born is because, especially for the first, it's like a bomb going off at your house. A newly married woman was telling me that all that she was going to do when God gave her children. I smiled on the inside. A herding cat image came to mind, as well as a I Love Lucy skit, and then a mushroom cloud. No new mom, but especially dad, has any idea. They may have probably sensed it, but they don't have a real idea of how much things have changed already just with the baby's conception. Jump for joy. A baby is here, and jump for joy, a God is here. I say A on purpose, for the thought of God among humanity is unsettling, amazing, and the subject of legends and myths, something even unbelief will dwell on. I don't know whether or not the singer of this 1995 song is Christian, but their song, What If God Was One of Us, ponders this. What if God was one of us, just a slob like one of us, just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home? Or how about the 2009 song by Frey that opens with, I found God on the corner of First and Amistad? Or read the 1831 Christ in Flanders by Honoré de Balzac. A stranger boards a small ferry with about 12 other people. A violent storm explodes on the water. They are facing certain death. Suddenly, that stranger stands up and says, follow me, and steps into the storm. Fellow passengers are stunned. Some follow, others stay. Or read the digression in Dostoevsky's Brothers Karamazov. It's called the Grand Inquisitor. He's in charge of the Inquisition in Spain and bitterly takes Jesus to task, even though he recognizes him. Ordinary people do too, but they plead for, they get miracles. That's the effect of a God being here. It's disorienting to all, but comforting only to some. Elizabeth doesn't confess, though, that a God is here, but that Yahweh is. She calls Mary the mother of my Lord. Earlier, Luke had written that Elizabeth was righteous in the sight of God and observed the Lord's commandments. Lord in Greek is Yahweh in Hebrew. Yahweh, whose might and power had made hearts melt with fear in the Old Testament, is here in the New. The God whom no man could see and live is alive and kicking in a virgin's womb, still unseen, but soon to be not only seen, but held, nursed, burped, and changed. You probably remember that for Roman Catholics, Mary's color is blue. You might recall that for saints and evangelists, the altar paraments are red, usually for martyrdom. Well, the color today is white, as it is on August 15th, the festival of Mary, Mother of God. That's because both holidays are not about Mary, a sinner like us, but about the God, holy God that she carries, bore, and raised. Now, some modify this and say, well, Mary's the mother of the Son of God, but that dilutes the point. God is here in flesh and blood, no less powerfully, no less holy, no less fully than in God the Father or God the Spirit. Here's how we confess it. Hence, we believe, teach, and confess that Mary conceived and bore, not a mere man and no more, but the true Son of God. Therefore, she also is rightly called and truly is the Mother of God. This is a confession of just how near God is. He's right here. Jump for joy that not only a God is here, but the God is. Putting it all together, we have the God who is a baby is here. Jump for joy, propelled by amazement. If you recall, the aged Elizabeth, on finding out she was with child, kept herself hidden for 5 months. We're told that this is now her 6th month. This is her coming out party, and it takes God in the womb of Mary to make it happen. When she heard the greeting of Mary, 2 things happened. She was filled with the Holy Spirit, and baby John leapt for joy in her womb. Later on, she tells us he leaped for joy. It was not some muscle response or some quickening or what till then was just a group of cells. This was a child filled by Mary's voice with the Holy Spirit and jumping with intent, purpose to express his joy, joy, joy. Remember how in the Christ in Flanders short story, all were unnerved by the stranger's otherness? Acts of God, they're considered by law bad. Cornell Law School says an act of God refers to a severe, unanticipated natural event for which no human is responsible. People in natural disasters, or even in man-made ones, are at best bothered and at worst terrified by something too big for them. You'll recall that when both Isaiah and Jeremiah are in the presence of Yahweh's, it's their sins and their weaknesses that overwhelm them. Not here. I'm sure like that bulletin art shows, these two touched each other's bellies and Elizabeth was no more frightened than Mary. Why? Because all of this was foretold by God for millennia. The virgin has now conceived. The promised seed of the woman was here to crush the devil's head. He was here to take humanity's place in both actively keeping the law and passively suffering all the judgments due for not keeping it. If you've ever called police, fire, or ambulance, when they arrived, you probably gave a sigh. You might have experienced joy. That's how the visitation was for these women. God was visiting his people, not in terror as the King of Kings, but kind and gentle, with healings in his wings. But if that's our only connecting point, then it's something only in the past, like the Balzac story. But Jesus is in this account. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, we say. And the word doesn't die out as soon as it's spoken or right after it's heard. The word speaks reality into existence. and there is more than intangible spirit-wrought faith and joy here. God willed to redeem human flesh and blood by taking on human flesh and blood. He won for human flesh and blood with his flesh and blood, God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace for flesh and blood. But there's still more. The incarnate God promises to be present, to work on flesh and blood by things flesh and blood can access and use with all five senses. As the Word in the Mother of God was able to give Elizabeth the Holy Spirit and fill unborn John with spirit and joy, what can't the Word of God in baptism, in absolution, in communion give you? Forgiveness, peace, joy, victory over sin, over death, over the devil himself? Yes, yes, and yes. If it was an honor to Elizabeth for the Mother of God to come to her while carrying God the Son, how much more of an honor, a joy it is for us that water comes to us bearing new everlasting life, that Word comes to us bearing the forgiveness of our sins, that bread and wine come to us bearing God's body and blood for not just life, not just forgiveness, but for salvation. If we neglect using these things, or even fail to leap for joy in the presence of them, it's because we're deceived by their outward appearances. It's because we don't take God at his word about just how miraculous baptism, absolution, and communion are. We stay on the ferry rather than follow the stranger into the storm-tossed seas of life. You might think that the visitation was all for Elizabeth, but that's not what Luke tells us. When Gabriel announces that Mary will bear the Son of the Most High, the Holy Spirit records she was very perplexed and afraid, but she humbly resigned herself to what was happening. Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. No joy, right? While telling Mary that she would bear the Christ, Gabriel says, seemingly as an aside, behold, even your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age, and she is now in her sixth month. That's it. He doesn't command or suggest Mary go to Elizabeth. But no sooner does the angel depart than we read, now at this time, Mary arose and went in a hurry and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. It's only after Elizabeth twice pronounces her blessed that her soul glorifies the Lord and her spirit rejoices in God her Savior. Her glorifying and rejoicing came from what Elizabeth says to her. And then Mary's joy is recorded in a song that we call the Magnificat. Now the version we normally chant can't be leapt to. Neither can the one we're going to chant today. But a sense of expanding joy is communicated by the music linked to these words of Mary. So even when the music dies away, the joy remains. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.